said you were moving on. I came home to an empty house, and all your things were gone. Now I'm staring at the ceiling, and I don't know what to do. Waiting for that sun to come. Waiting.
Good afternoon. My name's Sebastian, and you're listening to Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford. That was Rooster by Alice in Chains, starting it off with a great song. A great song about the Vietnam War. I was reading the little like annotations on Genius about this song. I knew it was about like the war, but I didn't know like too much about it. So here's some lore about this song. It was written by, obviously, the guitarist Jerry Cantrell for his father, who went by the nickname Rooster while serving the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. So yeah, great song. And that's gonna kind of be the theme for today. I'm gonna be playing some songs that are loud, grungy. Sometimes, I don't know, I don't have a particular genre in mind, just some loud and noisy music. I'll give you guys a little hint of what I'm gonna play. Like, I've got a mix of stuff from different decades, but nothing in particular, like Black Sabbath, Fugazi, Sonic Youth, Smashing Pumpkins, The Stooges. So kind of all over the place, but sort of just like proto-punk, punk, grunge, whatever. Anything that has a loud, sludgy guitar will do. So yeah, up next I've got another song by Alice in Chains from their self-titled album, and it's called Over Now.
Yeah, it's over now. suffering, and knew him when fair weather friend of mine. Try not to think, I merely blink, hope you wish away the
That was also another Alice in Chains song called Get Born Again. It's not off one of their studio albums. It is from a compilation that is called Nothing Safe, The Best of the Box. And it's got a very unsettling picture of, like, a human, like, skeleton thing, like, sitting inside of a jar. But it's a good song. My friend put me on to this song. It's great. But it's time to move on from Alice in Chains to some more grunge. Gonna play two songs by the Smashing Pumpkins off of the album Siamese Dream, my favorite album of theirs. I'm gonna play Quiet, and then I'm gonna play Mayonnaise. Both are awesome songs. But yeah, before we go into that, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the music I'm playing today, because as you all know, it's been a hell of a week since my last show, you know, with the US election and all. And everyone is emotional in some way or another. Some people are very upset about the election, rightfully so. There's unfortunate results. Let's not talk too much about politics, but lots of people are upset. Some people are celebrating. Most of those people are not people that I am friends with. But yeah, people are... It's definitely a very divisive election, and so I feel like just loud and noisy music is just fitting, you know? It's a bit of a tumultuous week, so I feel like it's just to play some loud and angry music. So without a further ado, I'm gonna play Quiet by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Quiet, I am sleeping here.
Alright, so once again, that was Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins. That is probably my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song. It was, I discovered it in, a skate video. I probably say this about, like, half the music I play on this show, but it was in, the 2016 video, Blessed, by William Strobeck, a video for Supreme. yeah, so it's a great song. Yeah, I don't have much more to say about it than that, but it's just great. So, yeah. It's time for PSA. We're about halfway through the show. And actually, this time, I'm going to switch it up because I've never tried using the, like, automated PSAs through Rivendell. Like, we have a bunch of PSAs that are just, like, saved so we can just play one instead of reading one from our PSA book. So, bear with me here while I pick one. Let's do this one about youth vaping prevention. We'll be right back after this PSA.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. Or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Wow, that was something. All right, well, we're back. And I realized that we started with, like, some 90s grunge bands, and the rest of the music I have is from before the 90s, pretty much, so we're gonna move in reverse chronological order, roughly. So the next song I have is by Sonic Youth. It's called Silver Rocket from Daydream Nation. So yeah, here we go.
We'll be right back.
So that was two songs by Fugazi, Repeater and then Badmouth, both from 1989 and 1990. I've been listening to more Fugazi recently. I've always known about them, but I never really listened to their stuff much until recently. I found myself in a lot of situations where I just like had some, I just felt like I needed some angry music to as an outlet for feeling grumpy. I've been having sleep problems for this whole semester. So there's some mornings where I just wake up and I just want to listen to Fugazi. But we're going to keep moving a little bit backwards in time. A little earlier in the 80s now with a song by Husker Du called Pink Turns to Blue. Husker Du, they're not like a huge band, but if you look at their Spotify bio, the first sentence apparently, okay, let's see what it says. Husker Du and REM were two American post-punk bands of the 80s that changed the direction of rock and roll. REM became a superstar band. Husker Du was never more than a cult favorite. So according to their Spotify bio, Husker Du is a cult favorite. Their music is, I would not compare it to REM. I mean, I guess you can call it post-punk, but it's very different. It's a lot angrier and depressing. But this is Pink Turns to Blue. I really like this song, and it's also pretty angry, but it's what I like about this song is it mixes like loud angry music with like really depressing lyrics, so it's just like a very powerful mix of emotions in my opinion. So this is Pink Turns to Blue. All right, so we are at about 12 minutes left on the show. That was from the 80s, and now we're going to jump back to 1970 because we're running low on time, and I have a few long... Well, this song is on the longer side, so I felt like it was necessary to introduce it. So I'm going to play a song by Black Sabbath from Paranoid, the album in 1970. It's got the classics like Paranoid, Iron Man, Planet Caravan, War Pigs, great album. I actually re-listened to it for the first time in a while, the other day when I was at the gym, and it was good gym music. So I'm gonna play the last song on this album, called Jack the Stripper / Fairies Wear Boots. So here we go. We'll be right back. All right, so we've just got barely enough time to play this whole song, so I'm just going to talk over it while we do our little outro. So, once again, my name's Sebastian. You've been listening to Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford, and this is 1970 by the Stooges from their album Funhouse, also released in 1970. Yeah, that's all I have for you today, so enjoy the rest of this song, and I will see you next week.